There was a full house at Petersburg's council chambers as architect Paul Volkers presented his refined design for a new library. It's based on an option the Library Building Committee selected at an earlier local meeting in February.
And it'd be a single-story building. The option that was preferred before was this kind of T-shaped plan where you enter in the middle through a gable, and then you come in and basically the spaces lay out in front of you on the right and the left. And this would be a series of smaller congregating and reading spaces along the front of the building toward Birch Street or Hammer Slough.
The building would be located on city land at Haugen and Second, which is the site of the current Romead building, which would be torn down. The design is roughly 7,500 square feet with a sloped roof, lots of windows, and an open floor plan, meeting rooms, and special areas for teens and children. The building's meant to be well insulated and highly energy efficient with electric utilities and quality materials to cut down on maintenance costs over the life of the structure. The latest design incorporates suggestions that were made earlier this year by the Library Board and the Building Committee, as well as members of the general public, many of whom liked how the design turned out.
I'm Chris Weiss, library technician at the public library right now, and I'm really excited about the new plans. Paul Volkers did a very good job of listening to us last time and working out some of the problems we had with one of the previous designs. And so, like I said, I'm just really excited about it right now.
I'm Becky Martin, and I'm on the library board. And I'm excited about this plan because it provides a lot more space and a lot more, the space is a lot more functional. The children's area in particular is impressive to me, just that it's somewhat separated and also would provide opportunities for a lot more children's programming.
Well, I'm Joyce Bergman. I'm here at the library presentation for the new building, and I have to say that I've not been involved up until this time, so I was very interested in seeing the design, and it's very aesthetically pleasing. It's been well planned as far as entering into the building, the amount of seating, the amount of stacks, and I just encourage people to take advantage of coming and seeing the plans and having your input. They've requested that people offer their input for any adjustments or changes they think would be important. So I think it's looks like a very good plan.
My name is Ann Volk, and this is my first attendance at any of the meetings. So I've been interested all along, but this is the first time I've made it to anything.
What do you think of the design so far?
I think it's beautiful. I think the whole layout is going to be open and spacious with lots of room for seating and books, and the entryway is beautiful. The setting is just gorgeous. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Any other thoughts about it?
Well, it's way overdue, so I'm ready.
Because of size limitations and code requirements, the new library will not allow for much more space to expand the collection, but librarian Tara Alcott liked the refined plan.
There's been a lot of back and forth with different drawings, and up until now it seems like we could never really see a working library, and the architect's done a really great job of pulling all the input from all the various meetings. I think over the past three public meetings that we've had since August, 50 or 60 different people have commented, all sorts of comments about access and placement and visibility, and we've sent all that out to the architect, and I think he really has nailed it in this particular drawing.
Does the design allow for your collection to grow without having to expand the building, or is it okay fitting just basically what you have now, but meeting building code requirements?
You know, after some preliminary analysis, and we plan to go into this more thoroughly as we move ahead in the process, but preliminary analysis is pretty much showing us that this will only allow for a modest expansion, if any, of our collection. What it will allow us to do is take the books off the floor, take them up from 7 feet high, make the aisles wide enough so that people can move around, make it ADA accessible. So it's just basically going to give us enough room to take what we have now and put it in a livable space. It's not going to give us room for, say, a 30% stack increase, which is would be nice, but not possible.
The size of the building is, of course, limited by budget, and the building committee had been aiming at a $4 million scaled-down design, but it's now estimated to cost about $4.9 million. If local voters support a $2.5 million bond measure this fall, library planners expect they can raise the other $2.5 million through state and private grants. Bob Nilsson was one of two city council members who attended the latest presentation. He liked the design, but not the cost.
Well, I support the library, and there's no doubt about that. And as far as design, I've looked at the three designs they had, and they picked out the one that I probably would have picked out, and so I'm happy with that. But I'm kind of worried about the cost of it. We were talking about 3.9, and now the 4.9, and I wonder where that's going to end. It's kind of scary, and that's about all I have on the subject.
Despite his concerns, Nilsson said he would encourage the council to put a library bonding measure before local voters, though he didn't indicate how he would vote on such a measure as a citizen. The other councillor at the meeting, Melinda Hofstad, said she also liked the design. As a councillor, Hofstad also supports putting a bonding measure on the ballot, and as a citizen, she said she would vote for it.
I definitely will support putting it on the ballot, but then the decision will be up to the community, and whether they will support bonding for this. It's a lot of money. I'm a very conservative spender on the council, so it might be a surprise to some that I personally do support this, because I feel a library is very important for our community. It's very important for our kids, for the adults, and for all of us.
Hofstad encouraged the public to contribute to the library's endowment fund. It currently has over $110,000, mostly in private donations. The project architects are now analyzing the operating and maintenance costs for the building. The nonprofit 4-Acre Group has been paying for this round of preliminary design work and will be doing a feasibility study for the project in late April. That will include a public survey on the library's plan and whether there's enough public support to put a bond measure on the ballot. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.